Time to check in with Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning on the line. Good morning, Sherrod. How are you doing today?
Hey, how you doing? Good to be back. Thanks.
We're good, too. I see you've been traveling through the southeast part of Ohio, Zanesville, Steubenville, all that area down there. What action's taking place in that part of our state these days?
Well, the first stop was at a factory, a bakery, actually. There are two bakeries in Zanesville that long time been there, and these workers had negotiated decent pensions. It's two union shops, and during the problems of 10 years ago, a dozen years ago with the economy, much of their pension was lost. And we had for 7 or 8 years, I've worked in the Senate to try to fix it. And we succeeded. It took a new president and a new election. And these workers' pensions are now whole, as they should be. And so it was part of the rescue plan. They when Wall Street gambled and lost, they got a bailout, and the rest of the country got hit. So this is leveling the playing field, if you'd say that.
When you go and tour a bakery, do they put out a spread for you? I mean, obviously they want to show what's going on down there, or is it just
no? They actually make me wear a hairnet, take off my ring, put a hard hat on, put plugs in your ears, wear a mask. I already had a mask. Wear glasses, and it's so automized now. You see a number of people working there, but human hands don't touch this stuff. Uh-huh. I don't either.
Yeah. Well, we know
the only thing human hands touch are every once in a while they made in this run when I was there, they made buns for Wendy's, and every once in a while there'd be a bun that was misshapen or something, and somebody in the line throws it in a big container, and then apparently they grind those up and sell them to a local farmer for pigs. At least that's what he told me. I didn't follow it out and meet the pigs or anything.
Well, they try to figure out what's the best, how to sort of recycle things or make things, use what one thing that works good as well. Because what do we do?
Well, that's one thing I've noticed about Ohio manufacturing is there is just from 30 years ago when I first, in Lorain or in Mansfield where I grew up, when I go through a plant, there seemed to be a lot more waste of things that weren't reused in various ways, and that just almost never happens anymore. Everything that's part of the process, if it slightly malfunctions or just the natural waste from the process, is captured, including a plant in Toledo I visited. It's called Cleveland Cliffs, and they catch the emissions and reuse them and turn them back into H2O, and it's pretty interesting how these companies have these cycles. So I'm not saying it very well, but they just don't waste.
Well, speaking of that human touch, some time ago, President Biden talked about a $3.5 trillion infrastructure package, and lately it's been sort of broken down, part hard infrastructure and now part human infrastructure, and even some folks in your party don't like what they see. What's going to happen with this?
Well, they're both going to pass. They're going to pass in whatever size. But there are, you think about this. First of all, the traditional infrastructure, water, sewer, bridges, highways, Ohio's slated to get between $9.5 and $10 billion for that, including a provision Portman and I wrote, a Buy America provision, which means that any bridge built in Lorain, over the Black River, any bridge build, any materials made for infrastructure will be made by American workers. That's really never happened the way it should. That's number one. But second, there's the infrastructure to build to help families. It's child care. It's the child tax credit. It's bringing the price of prescription drugs down. You may remember I used to take buses when I was a congressman. I took buses to Canada because the same drugs, the same packaging, the same dose would sell for half price at a Canadian store because the Canadian government would negotiate prices direct with the drug companies. The VA does that too, and so it's time our whole government did. So this bill we're about to pass, and unfortunately Republicans who are way too close to the drug companies are going to vote against it, but this bill will decrease the price of prescription drugs for seniors.
Talking to Senator Sherrod Brown this morning, I guess we avoided a shutdown till December. How many potential government shutdowns have you been involved with over your time?
I don't know. Too many. And it's, yeah. Go ahead.
It just sort of seems like the system, the way it does, is set up to push it to the limit, and then finally something is made. Why can't things be a little more smoothly along the way?
Well, they could, and it's the ego of a few members of Congress, sometimes in both parties. This time on the debt ceiling, it really is Mitch McConnell just wanting to put it all on Democrats when we always did it bipartisanly in the past. 3 years ago, the Republican House, Senate, and White House, and 45 Democrats joined with President Trump to pay our pass bills. And we should be doing the same this time. And Mitch McConnell doesn't want to see us do that. So it makes this a lot more challenging, and it puts the public in a bad place. And it potentially, I mean, it can mean that you know, real people's lives are hurt when this stuff happens. It's not a game. And to Mitch McConnell, it seems like it's a game too often, the Republican leader.
Well, Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for stopping and sharing a few minutes with us today.
All right. Glad to. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.